And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron dissolved parliament and called a snap legislative election on Sunday after his party's defeat in EU elections. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an address to the nation from the Elysee presidential palace, Macron said via French broadcaster TF1, I've decided to give you back the choice of our parliamentary future through the vote. I'm therefore dissolving the National Assembly. He added that the vote will take place in two rounds on June the 30th and July the 7th. The move comes as first projected results from France put the far-right National Rally Party well ahead in the European Union's parliamentary election, defeating Macron's pro-European centrists, according to French opinion poll institutes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel freed four hostages over the weekend in a raid on a refugee camp in Gaza. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
It was the largest hostage recovery operation since the beginning of the war late last year. As a freed hostage arrived at a medical facility in Tel Aviv, people sang in Hebrew, "The people of Israel are alive." It's a stark contrast to the Nusrat refugee camp in Gaza, where the Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Gaza's health ministry says in addition to the hundreds killed, about 700 other people were wounded. International pressure is mounting on Israel to limit civilian bloodshed. The U.S. Secretary of State will return to the Middle East this week, seeking a breakthrough in ceasefire efforts. This is VOA News. Israeli Minister Benny Gantz quit his country's emergency coalition government on Sunday, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu without a centrist power in his government. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reports.
In a televised news conference, Gantz said Netanyahu was, quote, preventing us from advancing toward true victory, and that politics was clouding fateful strategic decisions in his cabinet. He added that stepping down while hostages were still in Gaza and soldiers were still fighting there was an excruciating decision. A former general, Gantz had joined Netanyahu's inner war cabinet soon after the October 7th attacks by Hamas, where he, the prime minister, and defense minister Yoav Gallant were the only voting members.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was sworn in on Sunday for a third term after worse-than-expected election results left him reliant on coalition partners to govern. Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party ruled outright for the past decade, but failed to repeat its previous two landslide wins this time around, defying analyst expectations and exit polls. He was instead forced into quick-fire talks with coalition partners in the National Democratic Alliance, which guaranteed him the parliamentary numbers to govern. South Korea's military said it resumed loudspeaker broadcasts directed at North Korea on Sunday after Pyongyang sent more balloons carrying trash into the south. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The decision to resume the broadcasts as a form of psychological warfare was made after North Korea began launching about 330 balloons with trash attached a day before, with about 80 of them dropping over the border. That's according to South Korea's military. South Korea's broadcasts include world news and information about democratic and capitalist society, with a mix of popular K-pop music. Pyongyang started sending balloons carrying trash and manure across the border in May. It is said the move was in retaliation for anti-North leaflets flown by South Korean activists as part of a propaganda campaign.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden closed out his trip to France by paying his respects at an American military cemetery that Donald Trump skipped when he was president. Biden's stop on Sunday outside Paris was a solemn end to 5 days in which Trump was an unspoken yet unavoidable presence. On the trip, the president marked the 80th anniversary of D-Day and celebrated the alliance between the United States and France. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA